Welcome back to the Spirit and Truth Podcast. I'm Maggie Elmer, and I'm here with
Matt Reynolds
and Emma Winchester.
Hello, you guys. How's everybody doing?
Happy New Year.
Awesome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can I just say, I cannot believe it's 2024.
Yep. You can say that you can't believe it.
Because years go real fast.
They do.
As soon as I get used to like saying that it's 2023 or like writing that date on a paper, then it's like, it's over. It takes me until like March or April to remember to write the correct year on when I'm writing dates down. And then by the time that I got it, I'm pretty slow.
That's a long time, Matt.
Pretty slow. I also have a trouble with knowing the number that it corresponds with different months. It's a completely different problem, but
you mean like
I don't know that either.
January is one, February is
two. Well, I mean, I know January and February because that's one and two, and I know December and November because that's 11 and 12. After that, it's kind
in
of
the
a
middle.
Blur.
Yeah.
Do you not know the order of the months?
I do, but I would have to count.
Yeah, I have to count them out
on my fingers.
I love you people.
Like it every single time someone's like, you know,
somewhere out there.
Like if someone told me that they were born in May, I wouldn't know that that's five.
Yeah. Until you count
until it. Until I count it.
Like I count it in my head every time.
I'm always really surprised when I like, you know, like when you go to the doctor or whatever and they ask for your birthday and then I'll say April, you know, and then they'll just like put it in as if they knew that four was anyway. So yeah.
Because maybe they did know.
Well, they do know.
Yeah.
So fast.
You know what?
I feel like
there's Emma, this is amazing, actually. I'm not sure I've ever met anyone that struggled with this like I do.
Well,
there's a second grade teacher out
everyone.
There.
Everyone.
Yeah, there was a fist bump of shared confusion. Somewhere out there, a second grade teacher is crying.
Yeah. I feel like I should learn that. But you can, it's kind of like the alphabet.
Is that your resolution this year, Matt?
You're going to learn.
No, actually, at this point in my life, I've just resigned myself that I'll never know it. So.
Is there still hope for me?
Yes.
We can find out at the end of this year.
Oh my God, this will be the burning question that we answer going into 2025.
Okay, well, speaking of 2024, in this new year, and this is just going to be a short little episode today. We wanted to just say Happy New Year from Spirit and Truth and wish everyone just a blessed beginning to this new year. But why don't we just take a moment and say, what is something that, let's go around, what's a practice or something that you do as we start a new year, kind of a spiritual practice that helps you sort of center on Christ or sort of prepare to live into this changing season? Because you know, the calendar rolls over, there is a real sense of like something has ended, something is beginning, and there's kind of a spiritual opportunity in that. So do you guys have anything like that you are doing this year or something that you've done kind of as a rhythm before?
You want me to come, Maggie?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I do a few different things. So the first thing that I do is I journal a lot. So I will go through the whole last year's worth of journals, and I don't necessarily read word for word, or I spend more time in some journals than I do in others, but I spend a lot of time just reflecting on what has the Lord talked to me about this year? What are the things that I've struggled with? Where have I grown? I do like that type of inventory.
Can I ask you a clarifying question?
Yes.
Just because it's going to bother me if I don't ask it.
Yeah.
When you say you go through these journals, at any given time, are you like writing things in multiple journals, or you're talking about like sequentially, like you finished one journal, then you started another one?
I finished one journal and I start another one.
Okay. That's good. I was concerned for your soul. Somehow you're jumping around between journals at any one time. That just feels so.
Like I've had
multiple going at once
before, but it's not traditionally how my brain works.
Okay. So. Okay. Sorry. That's a really dumb question.
I just wanted to say that was a really strong reaction too.
Well, okay. Anyways, I do, if I go on a retreat, sometimes I use a completely different journal because I know I'm going to take up the whole thing, but it just depends.
Sure.
Anyway, so I'll go through my journal, I'll kind of reflect on those things, and then I sometimes that leads me to praise. Sometimes that leads me to deeper reflection, discernment, repentance, things like that. Like, I just allow all of those things to kind of accumulate into one moment where I discern with the Lord about the next year. And so when I do that, oftentimes in the past, I have asked the Lord for one word for the next year that I can kind of, not necessarily anchor in, but just have a glimpse of, you know, either something that the Lord wants to work on, or just a common theme that I might see in the next year, or something that he wants me to ask him more about. So I normally ask for a word, and then I also then discern and kind of plan out any rhythms that I want to go into the next year with. So like 2 years ago, I journaled every single day. That was like the type of discipline that I knew the Lord was asking me to do, is to journal every day. This past year, it was a little bit looser than that, and I did less journaling, but I did a lot more creative things. So I did a lot more painting, drawing, that type of stuff as a type of spiritual discipline. So
that's amazing. I didn't do a lot of painting, just to be honest.
You didn't.
No. No, that's great. What about you, Maggie?
I mean, I do a similar thing in terms of I will reflect back over, I'll read through journals that I've filled up, sequential journals, just to clarify for you.
Thank you.
That I've filled up over the previous year. And usually what I do is when I journal, I don't necessarily write a ton about myself, you know? I mean, when I was young, meaning like when I was, you know, like when I started keeping a journal, which as a 9-year-old girl, it started as a diary, dear diary kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So like when I started my habit of journaling, it was about like, well, today I did this and I experienced this and this is what I think is happening and I really want, and it was all me. So now journaling is a lot more about like, Lord, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What am I listening to? What is it? What are the implications? So I'll go through and I'll look for those themes. And then I reflect on just what I thought was happening, what it looks like was happening, if there are gaps between those two things. And then I listen. I spend a lot of discerning time in prayer listening for what's next. And I used to think about like what's coming for the whole year. But I mean, sometimes things shift so quickly. Yeah. A lot of times I'll ask for like one sort of really big theme, one or like one word. Mm-hmm. And then I'll hold that with open hands. And if I feel like the Lord is asking me to do something, I will try to take an immediate step of obedience just as an act of faith, or to sort of say, I trust you. But we're going to do this. So like, for instance, one of the things that happened during 2020 was Firebrand was started. And it wasn't around, I feel like, was it around New Year's that we, no, that was in June. But like, one of the things that had happened earlier in the year, that's right. One of the very first things I ever published was with Good News. And that happened at Christmas time. And I had been praying for a long time about wanting to be a writer. And so then that opportunity came my way. And I knew that that was something that the Lord was going to lead me into. So even though I felt horribly ill-equipped to write what was being asked of me, I said yes. And you can ask Rob that it was like, it was just this silly little 2,000-word article, but you would have thought that I was like writing a dissertation. I was so stressed about it. So anyway, so I'll do that. I'll just say yes to whatever the thing that's related to the next thing.
Yeah.
So, and I've done that, you know, that's already, that process has already started for me. So we're a little ahead of schedule, I feel like, but you know, Lord's schedule, calendars, it's
yep.
flexible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'd say my my answer would be not that dissimilar to what each of you have shared. I mean, I also like to journal. I don't think I probably journal quite as often as what you you both do, but you know, once or twice a week, usually. Sometimes more than that. It just depends on kind of what's happening and how I'm sensing that the Lord is saying, or if there are a particular scripture that I'm reading that I want to write something down to remember it or things like that. But anyways, a couple times a week I'll write in my journal and things that I'm sensing from the Lord. And I do like at the beginning of the year to kind of just take an inventory of kind of where I've been and how the Lord has worked and, you know, what I sense that he's doing. And sometimes going through my journals just to read back over the year is one of the easiest ways to kind of take inventory. Also, like, I do like to ask the Lord a question. I've never really done a word like you guys mentioned. I've never like tried to have a word for the year or anything. But I do like regularly just like to ask the Lord, what does obedience look like for me right now? You know, and just try to listen in prayer. What is it that you're asking of me in this season?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was, a little while back in December, I had a kind of a profound experience I shared with you guys. I remember this about this kind of crazy experience I had in a coffee shop where I just asked that of the Lord. I did, full disclosure, I'd kind of had a milestone birthday in December. I turned 40, so it's like kind of a, you know.
You're old now.
I'm old. I guess I'm not a kid anymore.
You are middle-aged.
Middle-aged. And so I was journaling around that and doing the kind of thing that I often would do kind of at the beginning of a new year, mm-hmm. and asking the Lord, like, what are you calling me to do in this next season of my life? And, you know, in just making space for that, the Lord really met me. I was in the corner of this coffee shop and I just had this sense of God's presence just descending in that place. And I ended up in a pretty intense time of prayer and sort of as it was happening, realizing I'm not sure what this looks like to other people that are around me, but I don't think I totally weirded anybody out.
You're just really enjoying your pour over.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know what they might have thought, but I just, it was really special. And I think that kind of thing that the Lord does when we make space to sort of just make space for him to speak and really ask him, I think he wants to reveal his heart.
Yeah.
For us, you know, he wants to speak to us. He doesn't want us to just sort of like constantly feel like we're just feeling around in the dark and don't know what we're supposed to. Like he doesn't give us everything, but he does want to like lead us and invite us into obedience. And mm-hmm. so I think creating spaces like that, you know, and the new year is a good time to do it, where you can just sit with him and ask him really basic questions and then ask him to speak to you about that. And then just take note of what thoughts begin to come, what kind of places that your mind starts to go. I mean, I think that's a really healthy practice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also the other thing that I just over the years of asking the Lord questions about what's coming and what do you want me to do, Lord? I just have learned to always hold what I hear with open hands.
Yeah.
Because things, you know, we see through a mirror darkly, and things happen. Time passes, things shift. Yeah. But it's good. You know, I say that because, like, I wrote an article for Firebrand around, I forget what, like the process of asking the Lord for words and things like that. And I do that, but also I always want to caution people and be like, you know, the Lord is alive every day. So yeah. You got to listen every day. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I'm not one that's super big on like, sort of the typical New Year's resolution stuff.
Yeah, no.
I don't find that to be super helpful or life-giving, but I do think you can use this time of year to ask some important questions that we really should be building into our rhythm all of the time.
Yeah.
And something that we talk about a lot as a team, and even when we're on weekends with people, is, you know, what's your next faithful step?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what all of 2024 is going to hold, right? I mean, who knows? I mean, the last few years, it feels like so much stuff can happen in a year's time. Mm-hmm. But as we start this new one, you know, I can ask the Lord, what is my next faithful step right now? As we turn the calendar over, as I look at this new year, I don't know where it may end up, but I can ask you how I'm supposed to be obedient right now.
Yeah. Amen. And that's really all we have.
That's it.
Yeah. Is right now.
Yeah. Amen.
Well,
yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, friends, as you're starting your year, in fact, we just want to pray for you. And so Emma's going to do that. And let's pray for those that are connected with Spirit and Truth, as the folks that are listening to this podcast, or just, you know, the churches and kind of all our friends and all of the people that are connected with us. Would you just pray a prayer of blessing and direction for them in this new year? Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for today. We thank you for a new year. And Lord, we thank you that your mercies are new every morning, every day. And Lord, we rely on your mercy, on your goodness, on your love, on your faithfulness. We rely on you and who you are. And Lord, we thank you that you do long to show us where you're leading us, and you also long for us to trust you and be dependent on you. And so we thank you that we live in that tension of looking ahead and also just being faithful to the very next thing in front of us. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself to all of our friends and all of our family of Spirit and Truth. Lord, we thank you for all of the people that you have connected us with, the sons and the daughters that you love so, so dearly. Lord, I thank you for them. And God, I ask that you would speak to them, that you would lead them and guide them. Lord, that you would strengthen all of our discernment, all of our obedience. Would you strengthen that in us? Lord, I pray that there would be a new sensitivity to the leading of your Holy Spirit in all of our lives, and in our individual lives, in our churches, in our families, in our friend groups. Lord, we just all want to We want to be obedient to you, and we want to be aligned with your will. And so, Lord, I pray a fresh blessing, a fresh outpouring of your love and of your Spirit upon all of us in this year. Lord, would we come to know you more, and would we come to look more like you this year? Lord, I just pray that you would make your face shine upon all of us, and that we would receive your peace and your goodness. It's in your holy name that I pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, friends. That's our episode for today, and we will come back to you with the next conversation.